Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I'm CT. When I'm not hosting podcasts, I live in the real world. I mean, everybody has to work, right? My job is CS, customer service, solutions, relationships, generating motivation to keep my team pumped up and totally connected to every guest who should stop in for just a few things or to fill up that basket with everything. This is CTCS, Episode 11, Seven Bridges Road.
All right, here we go. The big 3 days off is behind us. And that means I'll spend the next four back-to-back days on my feet for many, many, many hours doing what I love most, and that is creating solutions and you know, finding answers to people who are struggling with something. So being a part of CS, man, is a very important part of the daily challenge, and the daily victory is what it is. But man, I'll tell you what, 6:30 this morning, bing, 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 I get this email, and it says, hey, can you come in early? We just learned that three people are not going to be here. One of them is a store opener, and then somebody else, two cash register people. It's like, oh my God! And of course, I can't because I'm doing my podcasting. I'm doing my interviews and things like that. I'm driving in right now to do CS, and here's the thing. I'm scared because if three people didn't show up this morning, what's going to be happening on my team tonight?
So not three. But five, I'm gonna say it again, not three, but five people are not coming in. Our staff is so limited now that all we're doing is we're motivating each other. There have been people that have been here since 7 o'clock this morning that are gonna put in 12-hour days. But once again, you know, it's like, what is the situation? And, you know, I don't know. All the way through my younger years, you would have never caught my father grocery shopping for the entire household like I'm seeing men today. I mean, men with $300, $400 worth of groceries. And they bring their kids with them. I mean, it's like man of the household. And, you know, and it's just amazing to see all of these fathers and these men that are actively involved with what's going on at the house, at the home. And so it's not just sitting at home watching a football game or, you know, ruling the roost, you know. But, no, I like it when they get here and they do different things. And, you know, they've got their grocery list. And you go, did you get everything? Well, if I didn't, I'm in trouble.
I think people don't understand that this supply chain is real and that things just aren't arriving. We do have bare shelves. Every aisle has a lot. I mean, but we don't have Gatorade. We don't have Hawaiian bread. These it seems to be that one kind of food or drink that people have gotten so used to getting on a regular basis, and it's not there. And they'll stand there, and guests will ask us, can you please go in the back and look and see if you've got this such and such tuna fish? And I'm going, there's nothing back there. you never want to show anybody the wizard behind the curtain, but I think they can read through your smile that it's like they're thinking that he's just being nice to me because he has to be nice with me, but no. Seriously, if I could find a solution, I would make sure that we had everything that you're looking for. Total pet peeve. My pet peeve of the day is those that are on the register. The guests can come and get money. But, you know, if they're taking money from the register, you're giving them the money. Who's putting the money back in? In other words, you've got to come up to CS and you've got to tell us that you need your fives and you need some ones and you need 20s and things. Don't let, you know, we just filled one up. They were gone, had nothing, barely nothing. And it's just a pet peeve. All you do is you just kind of look at them and smile and say,
You know, you got to think ahead of the game and not with the game.
Oh, God.
The CS person that was supposed to relieve me so that I could get home at a decent hour has called in sick. So now five becomes six. And you know what that means, right? That even though I started as early as I did today, I have to stay late. And that's what team players do. And as tired and as achy as I feel, can we talk about the pain, the ache in the legs? Oh my God, I wish there needs to be some sort of group where people can go and just complain about the aches that they have in their bodies from constantly lifting and walking around and everything. But, oh boy, yeah, I'm not going home early.
All right. I think rule number one has got to be, I know that your department has given us some love. You're sharing your support and stuff like that. But don't stir up conspiracy theories, you know, that six people are out and now there's a rumor of a seventh person being out. This conspiracy theory is that they all ganged up and they said, let's just make a difference. I'm not leaping on that. This is the flu season, colds, people, you know, with COVID, the numbers still aren't down with COVID. But to hear someone say, come over and start, you know, talking about, well, you know, this is what, you know, it's like, no, stop. No.
In the break room. It's never really a break when I come in the break room, because that's where the other side of my life has got to kick back into action. These interviews and conversations that I do on the podcast need attention. I also work for a movie promotion company, and that needs attention. And so what little time I do get, which is 30 minutes, it's stuck on this phone, making phone calls and putting things on the Google Calendar. And it's just as stressful on my break off as it is out there in front of people. And because if I don't do it, then it's a missed opportunity. And didn't Daryl Hall and John Oates do a song like that, Missed Opportunity? It could have been a Phil Collins song. Somebody did a song called Missed Opportunity. Somebody did. And we officially have seven no-shows.
God. Just laugh it out, man. Laugh it out. Yeah, I'm just going to sit here and laugh it out. Come on. It's the only thing you can do. Just laugh it out. Laugh it out. Seven no-shows. What? Laugh it out. Where's my laugh? Come on, buddy. Give me my laugh. Where's my laugh?
We're about 45 minutes away from closing. It's not been that bad of a night. It was horribly, horribly packed earlier today where there was just a few cashiers. But, I mean, for the nighttime, you know, it calmed down. And we've got two of our best workers anyway, at number one and number six, and then we've got over in self checkout. It's just as incredible. I mean, just get them in and make sure that they're comfortable. And you know, because when you're spending that kind of money, you know, you don't need to, you know, to bust them down.
Well, the store is closed, and I'm the only one here. I wasn't supposed to be closing tonight. You know, I've already put in my 8+ hours. So, when you close, that means you clean the store. You've got to clean everything. The side of the grocery store business that people don't ever see. Well, you know, and you know what? I'm gonna sound like my mom here, because my mom used to take care of the bowling alley, and they would stay up there at the bowling alley until 3-4 o'clock in the morning because somebody had to keep that bowling alley nice and clean. Same thing with a grocery store. Same thing. And once again, I think I've said this before, you know, customer service is more than just serving the customer. It's actually serving the company.